99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. All you have to do is turn it up on demand.
Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
Let's get to a tweet real quick. At Ben and Kelly Show, you can always communicate with us on all social media. From Jenna, she tweets, I had this very odd dream that Ben and Kelly Show were giving away Taylor Swift tickets in a Walgreens parking lot. I really wanted to be noticed, and for some reason, I thought it would be a good idea to run into the parking lot naked, concerned about what I'd do for tickets.
We probably would have noticed her.
Yeah, she says this is concerning even for a dream. So I did what I think we all were questioning and tweeted her back and just said, hey, did you get the tickets? You know,
yes, we do need to know that answer.
Right? Like if you show up to a Walgreens parking lot naked for Taylor Swift tickets, are you walking away with tickets? I mean,
I feel like she is. That's a lot of effort.
So I asked and she said no. I left embarrassed and naked.
Oh no.
So we were
that doesn't sound like us.
We were pretty stickler with those Taylor Swift tickets, you know?
Wow. Dang. Okay, so is this a moral of the story is you don't have to get naked for tickets on the Ben and Kelly Show?
No, I think the moral of the story is read the room or know the crowd, you know? Like,
if
we're doing something to give away the tickets and you bypass what we're asking and just say, hey, look, I'm going to one-up everyone and just come into the Walgreens parking lot naked and think I'm going to walk away with tickets, think again.
I do appreciate her trying to think outside of the box, though, to get noticed.
Yeah, her level of commitment to win some tickets is pretty up there, I'd say.
Impressive.
Yeah, absolutely. So, unfortunately, we don't have any tickets for Taylor Swift to give away. She hasn't even announced a tour yet. But when that happens, we will keep that as an option.
I'm feeling kind of lucky right now that we don't have the tickets. Yep. And she doesn't feel the need to be naked.
Well, but I'm saying maybe we offer the tickets to people who would like to show up naked at a Walgreens parking lot.
Yeah, I don't think so. No? I'm going to go ahead and speak on behalf of Walgreens. They're probably going to say no.
Well,
we don't do that either.
Let's not assume what Walgreens would say before we ask them.
Go ahead and assume.
let's not assume that they would immediately say no.
Most people have a no shoes, no shirt, no service kind of a mentality.
Listen, she said parking lot. We weren't going inside the Walgreens.
Yeah, I feel like it goes to the parking lot too. I don't know. Do we need to add a disclaimer that, hey, for any and all of our contests where we're giving away tickets, nakedness is not required?
No. Let's not say that.
You don't want to say that?
No,
what's the matter with you?
I'm just saying, let's make sure that we know what the contest is before you show up naked in a parking lot at Walgreens expecting to win tickets.
I feel that I'm never going to need to see anyone naked for a contest. I've seen enough of you, sir. In our years, I don't think I need to see anybody else.
Well, you haven't seen me fully naked.
In a naked state. Well, no, but I've seen enough. You were fully naked behind a guitar. That's, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, for sure. All right. So, anyways, noted. We'll keep that in mind. And sorry, in your dream, you didn't actually walk away with the concert tickets, all right?
That is the most tragic part of this whole story.
Coming up next, feel good. We do those every hour. Kelly, what are you working on?
I'll give you a quote from the story. God's still in the miracle business.
Are we talking about UK?
No, sir. We're not talking about UK.
Oh, okay.
But yay, Big Blue Nation. Right?
I guess they're a football school now, you know?
Absolutely.
I guess UK is a football school now. I know, right?
So we're a football school now?
I know, for sure. All right, so you're not talking about UK's storied 6-0 run so far.
No. Nope, not what's nope. This has nothing to do with
that. I thought for sure that's where you were going. Okay. We do this every hour, brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling, Kelly K.
So this starts with like a parent's worst nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
3-year-old went missing in Texas Wednesday. But spoiler alert, he was found alive Saturday, 5 miles from his home.
Oh, wow.
His name is Christopher. His mom and grandma were unloading their car outside their house when he disappeared. A neighbor reportedly saw him chasing a dog down the street.
Mm-hmm.
So the sheriff's office, the FBI Houston field office, volunteers, additional groups had all been looking for Christopher for 4 days before an individual living nearby spotted him in the dense woods.
My wife came in and said, what are you going to do today? I said, well, I'm going to go out in the woods and see if I can find that boy. And I did. There had been a lot of people out in this community praying for that little boy. Many had given up hope. And the story is, don't give up hope. God's still in the miracle business. He's still answering prayer.
Look at that.
Isn't that amazing? He said that, apparently, the sheriff said earlier, the guy said that he replied that God told him at Bible study yesterday evening to go look for him, and he would find him. Okay. And this morning, the man did just that, and the rest of the happy ending.
Look at that.
Amazing. Didn't that give you chills?
Yeah, that is awesome.
Yeah, kind of an amazing story. We will tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
Good deal. Feel good. Every hour we do those for you here on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Getting excited for a little baby Bieber. Apparently Justin is.
He wants to squish out a nugget.
That's what he said in his Justin Bieber Our World documentary.
My intention for 2021, hopefully... we squish out a nugget.
Yeah, and then Haley is like...
in 2021?
The end of 2021? We start trying?
Okay.
It's not like she's completely convinced with that plan, that timeline.
Well, she's thinking like, okay, there's only really like a little over 2 months left in 2021, and... I don't know if you know the gestation period of a baby, but
it's a little longer than that.
Right, exactly.
I think he's just needing to plant the seed for the nugget by the end of the year, maybe.
Okay. So, yeah, if you're excited for a little baby Bieber, and I think they would probably make a gorgeous kid, you know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Maybe they are on their way to parenthood. So, we got more, WDJX.com. If you want,
I need a Bieber baby.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I got to be honest. I'm like, all right. I think they can probably make a pretty cool kid. So,
should we all have a talk with Haley and just get her on board too? Because we're all on board.
I just like her reaction when he's like, yeah, let's have a baby before the end of 2021. She's like, she's like, hang on, what?
Right. We're running out of time.
Yeah. Kelly, what's the setting the bar story?
It's a don't do that kind of story. Just, right. You know, it's a really low bar we're setting, a small little hurdle, if you will, to jump over successfully, and you're living your life right.
Yeah, from time to time, we have to, I guess, remind you of what actually is a valid reason to call 911.
There are many reasons to call 911. There are also many reasons not to call 911.
Yeah, so if you can manage to make it through the day without calling 911 to tell dispatchers, I gotta pay, then you're doing okay.
I'm sorry, back the truck up.
So, yeah, emergencies are real emergencies, not bathroom emergencies, right? So some guy near Toronto recently called 911 because he was sitting in traffic and really needed to pee.
Oh, he was in traffic. He's like, listen, we're going to have a situation. If I am not able to get out of this traffic and get to a facility.
Yeah, I got some of the call. He asked for an ambulance first, then quickly says he needs a cop because the cars in front of him weren't moving and he desperately really needed to go.
911, chief police, hello? Fire or ambulance.
I need police.
Okay, you have the police. Yeah. Where is the emergency?
Actually, the thing is that I have to pee and these guys are not moving.
I have to pee, and really? These guys aren't moving.
Okay.
So,
right.
You know, at this point, like, the 911 operator's like, okay.
You have to pee.
Yeah.
This is your emergency that you have to pee?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
How are the police going to help you urinate?
Valid question.
Wow.
How are they going to help? How
well,
are they going to help?
Well, they can move these cars and get them out of my way so I can get to a proper facility.
I have to pee, man.
But I'm not sure what you like me to do that you have to urinate. I can't help you with that.
Yeah, so he's like, hey, man, I can't help you with that. And
this does not qualify. I'm not sending people.
Right. It's not really clear if they actually charged him with a crime, but they released the audio, and that's how we're able to hear this and get this story.
Maybe
so.
He's just at the worst. He is an example of what not to do.
Exactly. So again, setting the bar, you know, maybe you're stuck in some traffic this morning. You really got to go.
I mean, we've been there. Haven't we been there?
Yeah, we all have.
We've been there.
And you know, you start getting the sweats because you're like, I don't know if I can make it.
Yeah. But, and then you start looking around like, okay, do I have anything in my car that I can use?
Right.
We all know not to call 911. This guy, though, apparently did not yet know.
Yeah.
And
so
it's good that he knows.
Yep. There you go. That's setting bar on 99.7 DJX. You want a stupid fact of the day?
I think I do.
Okay.
I'm starting to look forward to this stupid segment.
Yeah, it's random. It's not a set segment that we have on the show yet, but it's just when we have these stupid facts of the day, we like to pass them along because, you know, you come to the show for more than just music and fun. You come for knowledge, and that's what we try to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Kelly, do you want to do this one?
Okay. I happened to find it last night, and I thought it was kind of amazing. And when I found it was uniquely timed, too. I found this when I was brushing my teeth.
Okay, brushing your teeth while scrolling on your phone.
Exactly. Did you know that there is a name for the blob of toothpaste that we squeeze onto our toothbrush?
I did not.
It has a name. It's called a nurdle.
Get out.
It's called a nurdle. N-U-R-D-L-E. Nurdle. That is the blob of toothpaste that you squeeze onto your toothbrush every single day.
So,
I've been skating through my entire life not knowing toothpaste had another name when it's on your toothbrush.
Yeah.
And it's called nurdle.
Excuse me while I squeeze a little nurdle on my toothbrush. Or is that redundant? You just say, hey,
I don't know.
I gotta nurdle this real quick.
Right. Or, you know, so I gotta brush my teeth with my nurdle. Okay. Or something. I gotta put a nurdle in my mouth. Hang on.
All that works.
All of that is acceptable, I think, in the world of the nurdle.
All right,
so there you go.
You go.
Maybe, I don't know. Does anybody else know that? I had no idea.
Stupid fact of the day.
Yep.
What are you going to do? Use that for? Probably nothing.
Nothing at all. Although you are going to look at the toothpaste on your toothbrush differently now, aren't you?
There you go. Enjoy that nurdle this morning here on 99.7 DJX. A little bit of sports. Because we're the sports authority here. First off, real quick, need to get to NFL. Not a huge NFL city we get. However, there are Bengals fans that listen. And so the Green Bay Packers Cincinnati Bengals game yesterday set a record. There were 5 missed game-winning field goals in that stupid game.
Oh, no.
I'm right.
Oh, no.
Between both the Bengals field goal kicker and the Green Bay Packers field goal kicker, they missed 5 consecutive field goals that would have ended the game.
Oh, somebody's running laps at practice.
God. So ridiculous. And then I'll mention U of L. It was frustrating to see 21 points put up in the fourth quarter and U of L go down by 1 point at the end of the game. That was frustrating.
But the Big Blue Nation still
but we will
line.
End it on Big Blue Nation. The Cats, apparently UK is now a football school because they
Look
have
that.
Moved up to number 11 in the rankings, the AP top 25, following the 42-21 win over LSU.
Holy cow. Print up the merch. We're officially a football school now. But listen, my husband is like, guys, Georgia.
I know. Number one ranked Georgia. Now they're number one because Alabama went down.
Yes.
On Saturday.
Georgia is looking stupid good. So,
yep.
Before we get, you know, too excited.
Yeah, get 11-0 tattoos, right?
Yeah. Don't get the tattoos just yet on the neck.
But yeah, the Wildcats are going to travel to Georgia. So that's going to be a tough one.
Oh, that's
number one ranked Georgia Saturday, 3:30. But this was great. You know, of course, Will, the quarterback there for UK, is just a beast and a powerhouse. And this is appropriate to wake up to this morning.
Look, Will, everything the light touches is our kingdom.
From the Lion King. Look, Will, everything the light touches is our kingdom. It's so great. Oh, I love it. I love it.
Oh, that's fantastic. And Blue Nation living their best life right now.
I mean, 6-0, who'd have thunk, right?
Yep.
Who'd have thunk? So congrats to the Cats there and Big Blue Nation. And I got to, like, a little bit later on, I have to tie in Will to a crazy Twitter explosion argument about coffee.
What?
Yep, there is a connection, and we can't get to it right now, but I'll get to it a little bit later here.
We're fighting about coffee on Twitter?
Yeah, and
all right.
It's all because of Will and a tweet sent out by another company. I feel good. Do them every hour throughout the morning. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly K.
This was a tease I meant to give you. an Amazon driver in Texas, was delivering more than just packages.
Oh.
He was delivering heroic actions.
All right.
So this is kind of cool. This Amazon driver, Tyrek Sherman, just got the Citizen Hero Award on October 1st from Plano Chief Ed Drain for springing into action after he witnessed a rollover accident.
Oh, no.
So this kind of happened back in late August at an intersection. This car rolled over, trapping the driver.
Mm-hmm.
So Tyrek witnessed the whole thing, stopped at a red light, quickly moved his vehicle to block traffic to protect the driver and the scene, and then he got to work trying to free the driver that was trapped in the car.
Wow.
In the meantime, you know, the driver was injured.
Yeah.
So was Tyrek. He injured his hand while rescuing the driver. And, you know, the police department's Facebook post says, due to the quick actions of Mr. Sherman in blocking the roadway with his vehicle and freeing the trapped driver, he reduced the likelihood of additional crashes and further injury to the driver. The driver's recovering. And it's all due to Mr. Sherman's actions.
Dang.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Hero Amazon driver. And I choose to think that he then went on to deliver any and all of the packages on time.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. We will tweet out that story at Ben and Kelly Show.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right. Got tickets for Dude Perfect to win.
Awesome.
We're going to let you spin the wheel of Dude coming up here in about 10 minutes. And then we have to ask, is he the jerk? He's wanting to know. Yeah, he's wanting to know something he did in retaliation to how he was treated and wants to know, is he the jerk?
Uh-oh.
All right, we'll get to that.
The retaliation's involved. Uh-oh.
I mean, right? Right?
Uh-oh.
So that's all on the way here in just a few. So, yeah, let's go ahead and fire up the old wheel. It's the Wheel of Dude. We've got Dude Perfect tickets to give away. They're going to be here at the KFC Yum Center on Friday. Let's see. What do we got on the wheel here today, Kelly?
We've got some fun stuff. We tweaked it a little bit. We've got some of the things that have been on there all last week. We've got sing a song with your mouth closed. Go outside and yell, "Hey, Ben and Kelly, my deodorant seems to be failing."
Oh, yeah.
That would be fun, especially if anyone is right around you.
Yeah, for sure.
Plead for tickets in a sweet Southern Belle accent.
Oh.
Sing karaoke to your favorite song, we got to guess.
Yeah.
Act like as many barnyard animals as you can for 30 seconds.
Oh, barnyard animals.
Yeah, right? We can get a whole menagerie in there in 30 seconds. I mean, 30 seconds is kind of a long time. So, you know, as many barnyard animals as you can get. And then sure. Plead for tickets as a Disney princess.
Aw. Okay, so if you would like to participate, get your fingers around the cold, steely prongs of the Wheel of Dares, a.k.a. the Wheel of Dude. For Dude Perfect tickets, give us a ring right now, 502-571-9970. We'll let you spin it, and you can maybe win some tickets. Sound good?
I'm hoping for deodorant is failing or barnyard animals. That's my two hopes.
You're hoping for that?
Yes, one of those two. That's what I want.
Okay, all right, well. Dude Perfect, we got tickets. We also have a wheel. It's called the Wheel of Dares. However, we've transformed it to be named the what, Kelly?
Wheel of Dude.
I like that coming out of your mouth. That sounds fun.
Thank you.
Which makes me think, if there were guys on the wheel, other than Ryan Reynolds, I mean, who else would you put on the wheel?
Chris Pratt.
Just two?
And Ryan Reynolds. And Ryan Reynolds. And Ryan Reynolds.
Okay.
Fair enough. Chris Pratt.
Fair enough. Jessica is on the phone. Now, Jessica, these Wheel of, these Dude Perfect tickets, for you, for your kids, who?
They would definitely be for my kiddos.
Okay, good deal. Jessica, Dude Perfect Friday. We've got tickets. You can spin the Wheel of Dude for tickets. Now, is there anything on the wheel that you would like it not to land on?
I could care less. If I get Dude Perfect tickets for my kiddo, I would do anything.
Oh,
I like it.
Bold statement there, Jessica. Bold statement. All right. So what's on the wheel? Again, sing a song with your mouth closed. Go outside and yell, "Ben and Kelly, my deodorant seems to be failing." Plead for tickets in a sweet Southern Belle accent. Sing karaoke. We got a guess to your favorite song. Act like as many barnyard animals as you can for 30 seconds. And plead for tickets as a Disney princess. All right, Jessica, if you would for me, say, "Ben and Kelly, spin that wheel."
Ben and Kelly, spin that wheel.
All right.
She's excited.
Spinning, spinning, spinning. Wow, Kelly will be happy. Jessica, it says, go outside and yell, Ben and Kelly, my deodorant seems to be failing.
Okay, I'm in the Chick-fil-A parking lot, and I'll be happy to do that.
All right, roll down the window and yell it.
Ben and Kelly, my deodorant seems to be failing.
What a problem to have. Oh, okay, Jessica, congratulations. You got yourself some tickets.
Woohoo! All right.
And now go get some deodorant.
Absolutely.
All right.
Oh, man, I wish that there was a camera on her. I need to know what all the Chick-fil-A workers' faces look like, people in the cars' faces look like.
Would have been better is if they would have been like, how can we serve you today? My deodorant seems to be failing! Would you like fries with that?
Do you need Chick-fil-A sauce?
Would you like Chick-fil-A sauce with that? All right, so there you go. More Dude Perfect tickets tomorrow on 99.7 DJX.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up at 8, another winning word for you to get in on that $20,000 Pumpkin King fortune, okay?
Okay.
Before that, is he the jerk? It's a retaliation move. So we may be like, yeah.
I feel like that's what I'm leaning toward, not knowing any details at all what he's done. He's guilty in my book.
Weddings are stressful. On the bride, the groom, the family, anybody who is involved in the wedding in any sort of way or shape or form, you know, from flowers to caterers to photographers and everything. I was like, everything's got to be perfect, right?
Yes, absolutely. And then, you know, things can go wrong and then tensions can run high.
Yeah. So he wants to know if he's the jerk here, right?
Okay. Did this go viral on one of those Reddits? Am I the blank hole?
Yeah. It did. So he is a friend of the couple who's getting married, and the couple wanted to save a little bit of cash by hiring a friend. Now, he's typically a dog groomer in his professional life, but said, you know what, for $250, I'll shoot your wedding for you, you know?
Okay.
Again, not a professional photographer, but a friend who's like, I see the need, and I'll do you a solid. Because photographers for weddings, I don't know how much you spend on yours, but...
It's a lot for a really good one.
Yeah, I mean, you can spend upwards of $1,000, couple thousand dollars.
Yeah,
for a good wedding photographer. He's really kind of cutting him a discount. So, as I was saying, kind of a retaliation thing. You know, they were in the middle of the reception, and he was all like, hey, I need a 20-minute break to get something to eat and drink. He tells the groom this, right?
Uh-huh.
And so the groom's like, you got to keep snapping, man. I'm not going to pay you unless you keep snapping photos.
So the groom's like, no.
Yeah.
And if you don't continue taking pictures, you'll leave and I won't pay you?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
And how long had he been working at this point?
He'd been working since 11 o'clock in the morning, and it was an all-day event, right? And
yeah, so, I guess 10 hours.
And so it was...
Man.
He describes it as he was tired, he was hot, it was 110 degrees, no air conditioning. He'd been working since 11. He was like, yo, I just need a 20-minute break to get something to eat and drink. And the groom was like, nope, you got to keep snapping photos, otherwise I'm not going to pay you your $250.
And they're friends. This is a friend.
And the friend was like, he even was like, are you sure? I'm your buddy here. I'm doing you a solid. And I guess, according to the friend, the dog groomer, the groom doubled down and said, no, you got to keep shooting the reception.
Uh-oh. So I'm smelling the retaliation entering the story
at this point. This is where the retaliation happens. So this is where he wants to know, is he the jerk, right? Because the dog groomer turned wedding photographer in front of the groom, deletes all the photos he had already taken, and leaves and says,
oh, wow.
Not your photographer anymore.
Oh, gosh. Deletes them all.
So dang. So now, is he the jerk here for deleting this guy's wedding photos after agreeing to be his wedding photographer for, you know, their wedding?
So this went viral on Twitter. Twitter takes sides. Whenever Twitter, you know, finds out about these things, Twitter takes sides.
Well, sure.
What did Twitter say?
Well, but before I tell you what Twitter said, what do you think?
I think that he's justified in being ticked off for sure. Completely deleting all of the pictures is real harsh. His friend was a real jerk.
Yeah, I don't know if I would have deleted them in the moment. I typically am a little bit more level-headed when it comes to things like that, but I might have, as a symbol, taken the memory card out of the camera and just said, I'm done, you know, and kind of held up the memory camera, maybe stuck it in my pocket or whatever, and walked off.
And walked away?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. I would have walked away. I would have left.
See,
absolutely.
I feel bad because I was this guy at one point in my life. I agreed to video a wedding of some friends, right? Mm-hmm. Now, there were some friends. They were like friends of a friend. Like, they weren't like my small group of friends, but it was like second tier friends, you know?
Okay.
And so they had asked me to video their wedding, and I said, yeah, sure. And I didn't charge them anything because I was like, yeah, that'll be my wedding gift to you. Sure.
Oh, wow. That's a very generous wedding gift. Because did you like do the whole day thing like he did?
Well, I did. And I was, you know, I was also in college at the time. And so I was taking courses for video editing. So I'm like, all right, maybe I can spin this into some like college.
Oh, it's like a class project.
Yeah. So I can spin into class project and everything. So I never ended up giving them the tape. I lost it. I lost the tape and I never.
They never got the video because you lost it?
But that wasn't because the husband or wife were like made me mad. That was just because I was an idiot and I lost it. So I feel. So I feel bad.
Oh, God.
So, like,
oh, no.
I look at this situation and I'm like, okay, I have a little bit of pity on the groom and the bride. However, they shouldn't have been jerks about it. They should have just said, yeah, man, yeah, grab. Yeah, yeah. And even if it's a compromise, like, hey, you know, 20 minutes is a bit much. Could you maybe just like run over, grab a sandwich real quick and like eat and shoot at the same time? You know, I don't know. Like maybe there's a compromise in there somewhere, or the bride and groom should have thought ahead and packed a little like to go lunch for him. But I don't know.
Yeah, so here's the thing. What both of these stories are telling me, and I think all of the wedding photographers and videographers out there are going, hey, these are two real big examples of why you should always hire professionals.
Right. Bethany says his new wife has to be so heartbroken after this. She didn't have her once-in-a-lifetime wedding photos, and she married an a-hole. Tough break.
Right? Oh, yeah. Oh, that is tough. It's
that was
the realization
two.
That her groom is a jerk.
Man.
A gigantic jerk. Her
yeah.
treats his friends bad.
Anthony says, look, justified to be mad, but to delete all the pictures was below the belt. Yeah. And that's kind of where I was saying where, you know, I might have walked off the wedding, just been like, yeah, man, I didn't sign up for this. But I don't know if I would have deleted them right in front of them. So anyways.
No, but one person on Twitter said wedding photographers make 2,000 plus each wedding. He was a friend doing them a favor for $250. They denied him food or a lunch break after working 8 hours. I would have knocked their cake over on my exit.
Oh my gosh. So I think we're all kind of saying the same thing that no, he was not the jerk.
No, he wasn't the jerk, but I think the retaliation was a bit harsh. Like, I think most of us would have just left, but deleting all of the pictures was wow. Because, well, again, we don't, the bride really wasn't playing a part in the story, and I feel like she's the innocent victim, and, you know, she's the victim of having a jerk groom.
That's right.
And now no photos from her wedding. That's bad.
All right, so we've tweeted the story out. You can see it at Ben and Kelly Show.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
$1,000 could be yours. Pumpkin King's cash coming up here in just a few minutes. And then how Will Levis sparked a huge Twitter storm. He's the quarterback for UK. And it has nothing to do with football. UK quarterback, Will Levis, he is and has sparked a Twitter storm about something that has nothing to do with football. And he didn't even tweet anything.
Okay, so how in the world is he involved?
It all started on TikTok, where Will, he was... It was a short little video of him and his girlfriend, and they're like at a diner sitting across from each other at a booth. And so here's the audio.
Hey, do you want some cream for your coffee?
She says, hey, do you want some cream for your coffee?
No, I'm good.
No, he says, no, I'm good. And so she says,
oh, so you drink your coffee black?
Oh, so you drink your coffee black.
Not quite.
And he says, not quite. And in what he does next is the start of everything. He opens up the container of mayonnaise that's right next to him. And he does something that I have never seen anyone do before in my life. He squirts a bunch of mayo in his coffee. And like the camera guy goes back and forth between him, his girlfriend. And he takes a sip. Okay.
Do they break up over that?
I don't know. I don't know the status of their relationship at this point.
Okay.
But.
And I'm a rabid mayonnaise fan. But I know that, there are some things you don't mix mayonnaise with. You just don't. Coffee's one of them.
So the internet went into a tailspin over the weekend after Hellman's, because that's the mayonnaise he used to squirt into his coffee, tweeted out, mayo in your coffee, period. That's it. That's the tweet. And
so they're on board. They're like, you know what?
Absolutely.
We haven't really marketed this as like a coffee hack, but maybe we might start.
Now, I've heard of putting butter in your coffee. I've heard of that. I've heard of putting cream and all sorts of stuff, you know, Bailey's, liquor, everything.
Okay, that I get.
Yeah, but mayonnaise, which is egg and what? Vinegar and salt and sugar and all that. Like, I don't think
those flavors are supposed to mix.
So, obviously, the internet was and had things to say, including Dionne Warwick, who is new to Twitter, who blocked Hellman's on Twitter, tweeting, it took me 40 minutes to remember how to do this. And those asking why, they want us to put mayonnaise in their coffee. I won't tolerate it.
I won't tolerate it.
And so Hellman's even like doubled down and said the benefits of putting mayo in your coffee include mayo in your coffee and coffee in your mayo. And then said, no, not a typo. It's called having a sophisticated palate.
Oh, sophisticated palate.
Which is what Will Good Levis play. Had as the caption on his TikTok that says, I have a very sophisticated palate. So it's all of him.
Wow.
We can all look at Will and say, what are you doing squirting mayo in your coffee?
Now, you know what I smell? A new opportunity for Will to be the new Hellman spokesperson. They have to make a commercial out of that, right? That has to be a commercial, right? It has to. He's got to have a new endorsement. He's got to be the new Hellman's guy.
Well, if Hellman's is smart, yeah, they would scoop him up. Because I think, yeah, now you know, college players are allowed to have endorsements and everything. So that would make perfect sense.
There you go.
Yeah. Hellman's and UK quarterback Will Levis.
Yes. What a match made in heaven.
I know. at the basis of this Twitter storm that happened over the weekend. So,
what kind of coffee was he drinking? I feel like the coffee company could jump in on this little partnership too.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, this could be a whole new thing.
Yeah, maybe. Adele, who has her single Easy on Me dropping Friday, and everybody's kind of stirred into a tizzy over it.
Yeah, because she dropped like a little like mini teaser, just like a little bit of piano. We were all in our feels, mm-hmm. And now she's teasing it again.
Yeah, she jumped on Instagram Live over the weekend to just kind of talk about her new album. Everybody was kind of shocked to be like, whoa, Adele's going live? Hang on a second. And so during that, she plays 50 seconds of the song.
Oh, whoa.
And see, that's about as far as we had gotten previously.
And we were already in my feels.
Yeah, we're
I mean,
all like,
I got
all right.
Chills down my spine. I'm ready.
Yep. Now some Adele.
There ain't no gold in this river that I've been washing my hands in forever.
And keep in mind, this is Adele playing Adele. Are we gonna get to the hook? Is she gonna give us the hook?
That's it.
She just cut it off.
Right as we were getting into the hook.
I know.
Oh, so, I was with her the entire time, though. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm feeling this. This is great.
Adele, kind of as a surprise, jumps on Instagram Live and then plays 50 seconds of her new song, which is going to be dropping on Friday. So looking forward to that.
And then just drops the mic.
I know. Just like, nope, no more. No, you don't get any more. Because probably her record label's like calling her going, Adele, stop it.
Stay on that.
Right. You're blowing it for everyone. Stop it. I feel good stories. Do them every hour throughout the morning. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly K.
So, a Columbus, Ohio dad whose kids miss school because of a statewide bus driver shortage is helping neighborhood kids now get to and from school with a limousine from a service his father owns.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that cool? Sean Rogers Jr. said his kids missed school when their bus driver never showed up, so he posted on Facebook to see if any other local parents wanted their kids driven to school in the limo. I'm guessing he had many.
A little girl almost made me cry yesterday because she cried because she missed a week of school just due to transportation, and she cried because she was so happy to go to school.
Yeah, well, in a limo, too.
Absolutely. I mean, that was actually... like one thing that my daughter said for her next birthday, she wants to ride to school in a limo.
Why not?
These kids are good to do it like every day. So it's a really cool solution to a problem they've got there.
Yep.
We'll tweet out the story at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, good deal. Feel good. Do them every hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
So group therapy, when we toss out your issue to our listeners, try to get you clarity on something that you're facing. And all this seems to be just a misunderstanding. It's kind of a, you know, he says it looks bad. She's like, I don't think it does.
I mean, I feel like though I'm on her side if there's going to be like anything to be done about, like, I don't know if this is one of those things where you find a happy medium, too.
So we're looking, who's the winner here? Is it him
or
is it her?
Like maybe.
Okay.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so let me toss the phone number out real quick. That's 502-571-9970. Kelly, describe what group therapy is all about.
Well, this is kind of a place where you can bring an issue you've been struggling with and get some advice from people that don't have any emotions invested in the outcome.
Rebecca, hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Okay, so thanks so much for allowing us to talk to you about this. So what's up?
Hey, so, I need a little bit of help. I'm kind of not sure what to do. It's like a little weird situation.
We've come to the right place, Rebecca.
Thank you. So it's about my boyfriend. So we've been, you know, we live together, and, you know, we've been together for a while. And, you know, of course, we go out all the time. We go out with our friends, you know, our family. And usually at the end of the night, we end up having the same issue.
Okay.
And that is he typically wants to stay out later, and I want to go home.
You
and
know what? I feel that.
Same.
Kelly and I wake up so early. It's like, you know what? When the clock strikes 9, I'm like, okay.
Bye.
Is it time for bed?
Yeah, like I want my bed. I'm sleepy. Like I want to get a warm shower and I want to go home. Like,
right. I get it.
I don't want to party all night anymore. And so he likes to stay out. He still wants to hang out. And you know, that's fine. I'm not worried about that. He's okay. I'm happy to just go home on my own.
Mm-hmm.
And he usually, you know, whenever he gets tired, he'll come home. But he's kind of like annoyed about it, I guess, because to him, he's like, if we leave together, I mean, if we leave separately, then, you know, the people are going to think we're weird if we're doing this all the time. And I really don't think that is that big of a deal. I mean, I get it. We live together, you know, at the very least, maybe we're wasting money on Ubers or whatever. But I don't think anyone's like dissecting our relationship or anything about it. Like, I don't think anyone's like, oh, my God, they're horrible to each other. They hate each other. But
like, oh, why is Rebecca leaving without her boyfriend or, you know, things like that.
Yeah. And you know what? I get it. But I mean, I really don't think anybody's doing that. But he seems to think so.
OK, so he's like, hey, we came together. We got to leave together.
Yeah. But I mean, I really think he's overthinking it.
OK.
So, I mean, so basically I just needed your opinion on who is right. Like, I mean, I think it seems ridiculous for me to stay out longer than I want to. I don't have the energy, you know, I'm no longer having fun at that point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and especially just to make everyone think we're a solid couple, like, and here I'm thinking like I'm the chill girlfriend, like for not caring, stay out, have fun.
Right.
And like, it's an issue now. And I'm just like, well,
can't win for losing.
Yeah, I just want to go to watch Netflix. Like,
I mean, oh my gosh, yeah. All right, well, cool. Rebecca, thank you. We're already getting some people texting in, so that's good. 502-571-9970. So hang out, and we'll see if we can help you out here, okay?
Please. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, so Jennifer says, it's no one else's business what the two of you do, but I can see what he means. Are you always leaving early, or is it just when you have something else going on? He can't make you stay, but maybe he just wants to be with you and show you off. It's a compromise in relationships. I would say if it's important, then you stay. If what you have is important, then you go. But once again, this relationship is between the two of you, and it shouldn't matter what other people may think.
Yeah. I'm kind of, even though I empathize with leaving early, I kind of am like, yeah, I mean, you come together, you leave together. It's like if you're a couple, I don't know. It just seems weird for one person to leave and be like, peace out, I'm out. And then the other person kind of having to just kind of sit there and be like, oh, all right, well, see ya. I guess I'm just going to hang out by myself now for the rest of the night. Yeah, so.
I totally agree. Like, maybe they have that discussion before they go out. Like, all right, how late are we thinking we're going to stay out?
Yeah,
and
maybe.
So that maybe he needs to also compromise by not, like, staying out till 2 a.m. every single time they go out.
Yeah, you jerk. All right.
But I think it's going to be a compromise. She doesn't leave, you know, early all the time, but if it's warranted, he wants to stay out and it's going to be a thing, then she can go home. But I think most of the time they have to have that discussion ahead of time.
All right. Well, what do you think? 502-571-9970. Maybe you've been in this situation. Maybe you're currently dealing with this yourself. Maybe you can pass along your knowledge to Rebecca. Let us know. It's group therapy. Group therapy. Rebecca is thinking that she's the chill girlfriend by not really caring when her boyfriend goes home. However, boyfriend's kind of upset when she leaves a party or function they're at early without him. Says it looks bad to other people. She thinks he's overthinking, wants to know who's right here.
There's a lot of people taking her side saying it's not a bad thing that you leave when you're ready to leave. Like, mm-hmm. That's not an unusual thing, and it really shouldn't matter what anyone thinks. Bottom line is what you guys think. Rebecca said, I don't think it's right or wrong. You shouldn't have to stay somewhere if you don't want to. But with that being said, I would be upset if every time we went out somewhere, you were attempting to bail.
Right.
Not saying you don't have that right, just saying it would bother me, so I see where he's coming from. I've been in this situation with spouses, and people do ask, and you do get weird looks. Should it matter? No, absolutely not. But he's the one getting the weird looks and questions, just like I was. It was uncomfortable, could lead to resentment, when all I was asking for was time spent with my spouse and our friends. So maybe you compromise.
Yeah, and especially if he's got to then field the questions of, is she sick? Is she okay? Did she not like something? What's going on?
Yeah, because it kind of makes it look like you don't like hanging out with them.
Right. Brittany texts in and says, no, leave them alone. I think it shows so much trust and independence. I think it's completely healthy that they're able to do this. Maybe compromising occasionally, but being in a healthy relationship doesn't mean you are codependent. The stigma is the issue, not Rebecca and her boyfriend. Well, here's the thing. They aren't able to do it. She's the one who's bailing. He's like, no, I want to stay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Absolutely. Well, and I think it's different if there's kids in the picture, too. Because
we don't
know if there is. We're assuming that there's not. But, you know, for us, that kind of absolutely changed how long we're typically staying out.
Sure.
But if there isn't anything like that to get back to, and I think most people pointed out, if you don't have any big reason that you have to get up early the next day, maybe those are the nights that you linger a little bit longer. But if you do have things going on the next day and you need to get some good rest, then perfectly acceptable to bail, and he should respect that.
I think we're saying, let's try and compromise a little bit. Like,
let's have
you
the discussion.
Give a little, he gives a little.
Yeah, before you go out, let's discuss how long are we thinking this is going to last tonight?
Right,
and
right.
Then maybe you both try to reach some sort of common ground. Like maybe sometimes he agrees not to stay out super late, and then other times she'll agree to stay out a little bit later than she's normally used to, that kind of thing. And I think maybe then they'll both feel like they're getting a little bit of what they want.
at Ben and Kelly Show. That's group therapy. Setting the bar stories or what, Kelly?
Well, there, don't do that. And you're making some decent life choices. This is a low hurdle. We're guessing you can jump over successfully and have a win for the day.
It's always nice when you see the mailman delivering you some mail, a package, you know, something other than bills especially. And you're like, oh my gosh, this is cool. You know, because you don't get a lot of letters anymore. You know, maybe a package time or two. Mm-hmm. But if you can manage, and if you're a mailman within the sound of my voice, you can manage to make it through the day without peeing on mailboxes.
Oh, God.
You're doing okay.
Why are we doing that? Why are we doing that?
Yeah, special,
why are we
peeing on the delivery
mailbox?
There.
Oh, gosh.
From a local Cleveland radio or a news station.
They said you were urinating on a mailbox.
They're mine.
Yeah, that was the police when they actually caught up to the mailman on his route.
Uh-oh. The mailman told the officer he just spilled a bottle of water.
Oh, it's just water.
It's just water.
Just water there on the mailboxes.
Clumsy me.
Yep.
The officer, however, said there was enough evidence to charge him.
Yeah, so here's the thing.
Water
apparently,
doesn't smell like that.
Yeah, and this wasn't his first time doing it. And this lady who just moved into her apartment complex was like, huh. I don't think I ordered any of that.
Oh.
Caught him, and he was still in the act, so his pants were still down. He hadn't even zipped up yet.
No! Oh, gosh. Wait a second. The pants are down?
Yeah,
like,
which,
not just open fly?
Yeah, which ass... Like, yeah, I have a lot of questions about that.
I have many questions.
But I'm going to choose to push that out of my brain.
All right.
Based on, again, the smell of urine in the area and witness testimony.
The mailman is now facing a public indecency charge.
Yeah,
probably best.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, it's not water, bud, because it smells like it.
Right. And are we talking apartment mailboxes?
Yes.
So they're like, yes. Hallway.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes. So, you know, it is fun to get special deliveries.
Not like that, though. I don't want pee-pee on my mail.
It's not fun to get special pee-pee deliveries.
I want my mail without pee-pee, please.
Right. That is setting the bar on 99.7 DJX. All right. Coming up next. First, there was the anti-fart underwear. Man, our genius invention. I'm telling you what. Our show has gotten a little bit more blue here this past 15 minutes. Our 9 o'clock hour is a bit interesting.
All right. It deals with, like, you know, nature.
Yeah, sure. Nature. Right.
Nature.
That's what we'll say.
It's
so
natural.
First, it was underwear that was anti-flatulent. Now, there's more and something to maybe consider for the person who has everything this holiday season.
Genius invention. I'm ready.
On the way on 99.7 DJX. It is never too early to start thinking about the perfect present for the person who has everything, right?
Absolutely. And I think especially this year, because they're talking like it's going to be probably an issue finding things and or, you know, shipping them. So start early.
So might I suggest anti-flatulent bed sheets?
Oh, that's nice. You did mention that there are underwear that are supposed to harness all that for you. This goes right along with the entire line.
Yeah, so this is the same company that sells the fart-mitigating underwear. They've added a couple more products, an undersheet that is that your regular sheets go on top of.
Okay.
And a flatulence filtering duvet cover.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
That really does, like, sell what we're talking about very well. Just in case people were wondering.
Yeah, so they bill it as the duvet cover to keep your nighttime emissions trapped.
Nighttime emissions.
Man. Some wicked ones right there.
Wow, it just kind of grabs it in the air and traps it.
Carbon fiber.
So it never hits your nostrils.
Right, carbon fiber absorbs the smell, neutralizes it. An undersheet that's king size is going to cost you about $160 plus shipping.
Ooh, that's a little pricey.
The duvet cover is about $260.
Ooh.
But it's a gift, and it's for the person who has everything, all right?
It's the gift that keeps... But are you making a little bit of a statement if you give that as a gift? You are really stinky, and you need to take care of that.
Maybe.
Oh God, that was a weapon. So,
we'll tweet it out if you are interested.
Oh, it's genius, though. I mean, do you think this is like a collaboration? Do you think they hooked up with the Poopery people and maybe added in? That seems like
it's
a collaboration.
Different company,
happen.
So I don't know.
Different, maybe. Okay. Yeah. Well, they've got the technology. I figure, though, they should like put up some bundle deals, maybe.
Yes. Or,
that's
something
there?
I think you could probably do yourself. You know, get a little poopery and then get a little bit of the anti-flatulent bed sheets and have yourself
you
a merry little Christmas.
Opening that on Christmas Day?
Like, okay,
I
get it.
What do you feel?
Okay.
What do you feel about that?
You know what? Hey, if it's comfy and it neutralizes, I think my wife would probably say, you know what? Any price.
Oh, she's already ordered it.
I will pay any price. We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show. You can take a look at it there. For the person that has everything this holiday season, 99.7 DJX. I just want to get to a couple text messages here. 502-571-9970. Angela, did Ben actually play fart sounds during levitating?
No.
We are a very mature, upstanding morning show and would never defile your favorite songs by playing fart sounds over them.
No, we didn't defile it. We enhanced it.
You're admitting guilt there.
Come on, that song's been out for a minute. It's a remix, right?
You're
a remix you didn't know you needed.
You're admitting guilt there a little bit. All right. Anyways. I'm sorry. I'm done. We're done. Tomorrow, Kelly, are you doing anything? Like, are you preparing your body? Are you going to be on the show tomorrow? Are you taking your day off? It's your birthday.
I mean, I'm not. It's just another day. Listen, I'm trying to just get through it. Okay, I'm just going to barrel through it without acknowledgement.
I got you something.
No, did you?
Sorry, you want to unwrap it real quick?
Nope. I'm good. Thank you.
All right.
Barrel right on through it. You know, my Facebook profile, I think, still says that I was born in 1905. I'm never going to change it.
Okay.
Because I feel it makes me look amazing.
For that age? Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Well, Kelly's birthday is tomorrow, so So that's exciting. Plus, we'll have group therapy, more opportunities for you to win money, more Dude Perfect tickets, all that stuff. All right,
I'll be here trying to forget about how old I am. All right,
all right, okay.
See
then.
Then.
All right, ta-ta for now.
Okay, bye bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX. Brand new episode. Brand new episode.